Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord,
I found joy,
grace,
and favor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God for a miracle right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Knowing that God is able to do all things but fail. Come on, come on, come on, lift up your hands, lift up your voice, come on and sing unto the Lord. Oh, come on right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are also his. Amen. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. Hallelujah, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and receive right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, with all faith this morning, trusting you, oh God, for a mighty move in our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Oh, Lord, we humble ourselves before you that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you for restoring our soul. We thank you for every beat of our heart, oh God, in every breath that we take, oh Lord. Lord, it's you, Father God, who have kept us and not ourselves. Oh Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping those in our family, oh God, that we did not get a phone call in the wee hours of the morning saying that we lost a loved one, oh God, and no one got a call about us, oh God, that we had went home, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us another chance, oh God. We thank you giving us this time, oh God. Oh Lord, that we can change, oh God, and be more like you, oh God. So we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, change us, oh God, and make us more like you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning. Oh Lord, forgive us, oh God. Oh Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, oh God. Sins of commission, omission, oh God. Forgive us for all our transgression, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh Lord, create in us a clean heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, baptize us right now with our Holy Ghost and with our fire. Let us receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. According to 1 John 1:9, we receive our forgiveness right now and our cleansing from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive those who have hurt us. Amen. Abandoned us. Mistreated us. Hallelujah. Talked about us. Amen. Lied to us. Lied on us right there. We forgive them right there, Father God. And we ask in Jesus' name that you would forgive them, Lord, and help them to turn from their sinful practices and evil doings of this world, that they would come to Christ, hallelujah, receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, that they may be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today and increase our faith, oh God. Lord, help us, oh Lord, as we believe, oh God, help our unbelief, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, if we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we couldn't thank you enough, but Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your blood that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that heals us, that makes all things new. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we come in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. And we come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our life, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and we are whole. And we thank you, Lord God, that in your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we thank you, Lord God, that we're glad, hallelujah, to be here, God. Father God, we thank you for your plan that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for your provisions, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. And we thank you, Lord God, that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your protection and that your perfect love casts out our all fear and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord, we thank you for your peace
that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through all adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms and hallelujah that comes into our life. Father God, we thank you for our life and your presence in it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help on today. Lord, we need your help, oh God. Hallelujah. There are many, oh God, that are suffering in their bodies, oh God. There are many, oh God, that don't know where to go or what to do, oh Lord. But we know you, Father God, to be a healer. We know you, Lord God, to be a redeemer. We know you, Lord God, to be a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. Amen. Lord, we know you, oh God, to be able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, for your help on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us and those in our family, all that we love and concerned about, all that's connected to us, oh God, now and in the future, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for answering prayers this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us to come right now, oh God, to worship you in truth and in spirit as your word says, oh God. So, Father God, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Hallelujah. And out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, we create in us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways of God. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, and Lord, with you, Father God, all things are possible. With man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to just worship, just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelmingly desires, even pines for the courts of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire burn everly increasing in each of us. Uphold us with our free spirit. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, let the murmuring or complaining or backbiting or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Create in us a heart of worship where we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth, O Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savory aroma. Hallelujah. That you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everything things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. Hallelujah. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, renew a right spirit within us. That the mind of Christ arise, hallelujah, over us in all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you. And we ask that true praise and worship come forth in our inner man. Hallelujah. And the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we thank you. As we worship you today in spirit and truth, hallelujah, we glorify and magnify your name, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us and is manifesting itself right now. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and it's taking place right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name that we live, move, and have our being. We decree and declare right now victory, victory, victory. And we come against every hindering spirit on the line right now. We come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief. We come against every spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of shame, guilt, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of death and destruction, addiction. We come against every spirit right now, hallelujah, of sickness, disease, of ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression right now, anger, wrath, hallelujah. We come against the spirit of resentment, hallelujah. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And any spirit that's operating us outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us. Come out from us right now. Come from around us and those in our family, hallelujah, and never to return to us, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance, hallelujah, and we receive it, hallelujah. We open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, we pray for the sick and shut in this morning, hallelujah, that they may receive their healing right now, God, that you will release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right now in the name of Jesus Christ into our bodies, oh God, that we may be healed, oh God, bring strength to our bones and peace to our mind, oh God, knowing that with you all things are possible, God, that healing is for us, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for our healing. Amen. Thank you for healing our mothers and brothers, our fathers and sisters. Amen. Our nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles and cousins near and far, every church member, family member and friend. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, as we plant the seed today of healing, and thy goodness, oh God, hallelujah, for your words that at one planet, hallelujah, one word, but you, Father God, give the increase up. So, Lord, we ask for the increase on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Mighty God, oh Lord, help us all on today, oh God. Oh Lord, let us speak with new tongues, hear with new ears, see with new eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by faith that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, oh God, and enter into the hearts of men all that you have planned for your children, oh God, and we decree and declare that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen, that we will not be denied, we will not take any kind of this as substitutes, but we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we receive from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, and hurt, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance right now from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power's might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim our victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things now. We decree and declare according to Job 22 verse 27 through 28 that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help on today. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, let your glory be upon each of us, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray for the lost today, oh God, that they may be found, oh God, that you will thrust the right neighbors across their life, that they will speak your word in a mighty way, that even the unbeliever will ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we give it all over to you, oh God, for our life belongs to you, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you right now, hallelujah, for your word that you have the whole world in your hands. So there's nothing that you cannot do, oh God. So we just want to say thank you for all that you do, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us on today to seek you more as we come this day seeking in first your kingdom and all your righteousness, knowing that all we need shall be added unto us, oh God. So Lord, help us to keep our mind stayed on you. Hallelujah. I come against the spirit of fear and pride right now, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of anxiety right now, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you are a liar. You are a defeated soul. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And we decree and declare by faith, because you, Heavenly Father, have released your warring angels to warn against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered in heaven. So we decree and declare by faith, in the name of Jesus Christ, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven. Ha! Yes, sir. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for your power and authority, that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established in the earth. So we decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us in our going and coming on today, oh God, and those in our family and all that's in service on today, and all that's in their home, and all that they love and concerned about, oh God. Oh Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy for those those of us that we're traveling along the road today, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every home, hallelujah, every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in and around about it. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, every way our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare and confess out our mouth that we are in Christ and Christ is in us. And we are anointed and powerful people, amen of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus and we are more than conquerors. We are doers of the word of God and a channel for his blessing. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? We're blessed coming out and blessed going in. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, our enemies are fleeing before us. God has commanded his blessing upon our storehouse. He has opened his good treasure and we shall live and not more. We are the head and not the tail. He has given us power to make wealth. We dwell in a secret place. We have his protection and provision. Amen. God is our refuge, our fortress. We are not afraid of the snare of the fowler. No evil shall befall us. And no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Amen. God has given his angels charge over us, that they are bearing us up right now in their hands, and least we dash our foot against the stone, as declared in Psalm 91. 1 Peter 2:9 establishes us as chosen, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:24 states that, hallelujah, we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, sickness or disease of any kind, affliction, infections, or any other disease cannot enter our bodies. We are without spot or blemish. We are in assess the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem, and that, hallelujah, that the peace will be with them and prosperity in their houses. According to Psalm 122:6-9, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we enter into this service that we may receive, oh God, from your servant. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, that the word that go forward will take root in us and manifest in me and graft on our hearts and minds. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to never pick it up again. Oh, Lord, we give it over to you right now. Our marriages, our children, hallelujah. Our businesses, all that we have, oh, God, we give it all over to you. For we know, oh, God, that all things work together for the good, for those who love you, that are called according to your purpose. And, Lord, we love you. But we thank you, Father God, that you loved us first, that you loved us so much you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, to die for us, that we may be reconciled back to you, Father God, and we thank you. And, Lord, we love you. We decree and declare that all is well with us, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name. We bless your name, God, right now. Whatever it is that's on, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're facing, just give it all over to God right now. Amen. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Give it over to God. Come on, give it over. Come on, give it over to God. Stop holding on to it. Stop letting it stay. Stop letting it consume your mind. For the Bible says that we have been set free. Hallelujah. For Jesus has set us free. Will you give it over right now, right now? Hallelujah. Render forgiveness right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Give it over to God. A lot of us are still carrying it, that hate, that anger. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We went to bed with it. Amen. We woke up with it. We went throughout the day with it. But will you give it all over right now? Whatever it is that's angering you, whatever it is that is bothering, whatever it is, even in your body right now, I want you to understand, hallelujah, before Jesus healed, he delivered that man from sin. Amen. He forgave him for the sin. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand today, you got to be willing to give it all over so that you can receive, hallelujah, your healing, so that you can receive what God has for you. Don't block what God has for you because you refuse to give it all over. Be delivered, hallelujah, and set free today. Finally, to make your mind up, have a made up mind, I'm going to be delivered and I'm going to stay delivered. Amen. Though we fall, we get back up again. But don't stay there. Hallelujah. Don't stay there, because the longer you stay there, the more you pick up. Hallelujah. You ever drop something on the floor? The longer you stay, it stays there, the more it attracts the dust from the floor. Now you get to it more than what you started with. Get back up again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, church. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to challenge you all today to render forgiveness in your heart. Render forgiveness. A lot of us are operating with unforgiveness. Render forgiveness. That's how you know if you're in Christ. The Bible says that. And that's how you check to see, am I really in Christ? Am I really saved? If you can't forgive, you're not in Christ. And Christ is not in you. It's in the Bible. It's not my sin. If you cannot forgive, you are not in Christ, and Christ is not in you. My Lord, my God, that's a hard pill to swallow for some people. They're going, wait a minute, I forgive so-and-so, but I can't forgive, so they did this to me. They said that. Well, I want you to know, you are not in Christ, and we need to pray the prayer of salvation. Come back in. Come back. Come back. Come back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Come on, let's give God some praise. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I don't care if it's one or two. The Bible said, well, there are two or more gathered in his name, touching in the grand. There he is in the midst. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in the midst this morning. Amen. He didn't have to wake us up, but he did. Hallelujah. I found out yesterday, a powerful man of God, my husband said, why do you sound so sad? I said, because I found out someone that was really near and dear to my heart that had passed away, and he had gave the word, and the last word he gave was watch and pray, is what he said. And he went into his pastor's study, and he sat in the chair, and his wife went to check on him to see if he was okay, and he had passed away. He had just given the word of God, talking about the time is near and how we need to watch and pray, and went to his study, sat down in his seat, was not sick, was healthy and fine, sat down in his seat in his study, in the pastor's study, and went on home to glory. Jesus. Jesus. Just like that. You ain't got to be sick. You ain't got to be in no accident. You could just lay down or sit down, and you out of here. Why you still have time? Give your life away. I mean, really, truly make that decision today, right now, that you know what? I'm going to surrender all over. It's necessary. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Amen. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We are so grateful to have you here with us. Here this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad, so glad on this day. Our Father, he is so good to us and so worthy to be praised, because he woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind. Amen. Amen. So we just want to say welcome, 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 every single one. Apostle Tyonique and I, we are so grateful that you have welcomed us into your homes in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, we just want to say thank y'all for welcoming us. We want to welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here that's with us in Texas. Amen. And all the surrounding areas. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. We just want to welcome you, every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends here with us from Louisiana. We welcome you as well. Welcome to Sunday service this morning. All of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends in New York City and all the surrounding areas, welcome you this morning. We are so grateful that you are here with us. If this is your first time, if this is your first time of your streaming live, and you would like to let us know, we would like for you to call in. Let us know who you are, where you're from. Call in on this line at 845-277-9213. And then press 1 after you call. And we will definitely open up your line. Let us know who you are and where you're from. If you have any prayer petitions, anything that you want to bring to Jesus. I did realize something a couple of minutes ago, that we come to the body of Christ because we are in need of Christ. So when you come to church, when we come that two or three are gathered together, we have the opportunity to come in prayer. We have the opportunity to come to bring these things to the altar, not to bring them to me, not to bring them to Apostle Tawanika, but we bring these things to Jesus. And the Bible says, you know, when we come together, we're gathered in his name, as touching in agreement, asking on anything. He said, that I will do. Amen. So if you have anything that you are in need of, and we all are in need of something, will you press 1 this morning? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is just such a wonderful day, such a beautiful day. See, we say this because we are setting the course of our day. This is the day that we have set aside to worship God, to hear from God, to hear his holy word. But don't just let today be that day, let every day. But we thank God for this day. So welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God once again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you with the heart of the Lord. Amen. Yeah. We're just so grateful to have you here, and we're looking forward for the word that's going forward. We're going to have our, it's Sunday morning, so we're going to have our communion here. We're going to have a song from Brother Joe Washington. Amen. We thank God for Brother Joe Washington. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all today. May God bless everyone that listens all over the land, because we need it. We definitely need it so bad. There's so much going on. Yes, it's a repeat back.
Amen.
What is this? Make me feel so good right now. What is this? Makes me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is, Lord, it won't let me hold my peace. What is this? Make me feel so good right now. What is this? Makes me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is, Lord, it won't let me hold my peace. What is this? They say I'm acting so strange right now. What is this? Makes me want to love calling God's name. Whatever it is, Lord, I just won't hold my peace. I know it makes me love all of my enemies. Lord, it makes me want to love all of my friends. It won't let me be ashamed to tell the world that I've been born again. What is this? Makes me feel so good right now. What is this? Makes me want to run on anyhow. But whatever it is, Lord, it won't let me hold my peace. I know it makes me love all of my enemies. Lord, it makes me want to love all of my friends. It won't let me be ashamed to tell the world that I've been born again. What is this? Makes me feel so good right now. What is? Makes me want to run on anyhow. But whatever it is, Lord, it won't let me hold my peace. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We thank you so much, Uncle Joel, here for blessing us here with this beautiful song, one of my favorite songs. Now, I know this song has been around for some time, but this is a favorite of mine because this is a song that my grandfather used to sing, and I can hear y'all singing it together. So we thank God. This song has a lot of anointing, a lot of anointing in it. So I thank you so much for blessing us this morning here with this beautiful song. May God bless you in every single virtue that left your body right now, that you be restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So let us prepare ourselves, everybody, for Holy Communion this morning. You have your communion elements, bread, cracker, or water. You know, let us prepare right now.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of chapter 22, verse 14, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins to the cross with you, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses. We thank you, Lord, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespass. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We remember your suffering, how you were beat, marred, and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, Lord Jesus, by your stripes alone, that we are healed in your mighty name. We thank you for loving us and healing us and touching us in the name of Jesus. So we now take this piece of bread in remembrance of you, Lord. You may eat. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after the supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, because your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. It sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses and washes away all of our sins. Hallelujah. All of our iniquities,
all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the name of Jesus. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord. You may drink. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen, amen again. What can wash away our sin, church? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now what makes us whole again? Nothing broken, nothing missing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work. We thank you for living on the inside and being our God. Amen.
We're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back for the preach word. Glory to God. Amen.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power.
Let all the people praise him now the Lord.
Say it again.
The Lord. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to be right here. I think we are having a little bit of feedback right now. But I thank God for this opportunity to be right here in Sunday service this morning. We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service. The best part of Sunday service is hearing the word from God. I'd like for everyone to join in with me to welcome this beautiful woman of God, this woman that God have called and anointed for this time to be able to preach this word, to deliver this word, a very faithful and praying woman, hallelujah, devoted to her church, devoted to her family members and friends, hallelujah, just devoted, especially devoted to her husband and devoted to her household, her ministries, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to make sure, is there still feedback on the line? Is that better?
It's better. Amen.
All right, glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of distraction. Amen. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. We welcome the Holy Spirit
Amen.
To have his way right now, this service that you may receive. Amen. We pray right now that there be a stirring up in thy spirit right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the scripture may take root right now. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you again for this opportunity that you allowed us to come, oh God. Lord,
thank
use
you.
Me mighty, oh God. Let me speak according to your word and not mine. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Oh, Lord, let me speak, our Lord, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, with a new tongue, oh, God, and I speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, that all may receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let me hear you with new ears, oh, God, and see, oh, God, what you are showing me with new eyes in the name of Jesus Christ, seeing beyond the natural into the supernatural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I decree and declare, oh, God, that all is well with all that's on the line right now, that it is done in Jesus' name. I decree so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree the crab that, hallelujah, you should be on the throne of my life in all and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come, your will be done right now in this service, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Welcome, family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for this day. I'm just so grateful to be here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Just thanking God for what God is doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare right now that unity is coming, right? That unity is here for us, for those in our family where the enemy has caused division, caused confusion. I decree and declare unity and peace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I believe in this service right now that we will receive our healing. Amen. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ how the deliverance is taking place right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray that you will hear what the Lord is saying in this message. Amen. The message today is we are the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are the church. I want us to understand that, hallelujah, that we're not talking about a building. Amen. See, we go, the building is just a building until we get there. Then that's when church starts. See, we are the church. We're not talking about a building. A building is just that, a building, a structure with a roof and walls, such as a house, a school, a store, or a warehouse. But we, the people, are the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that. Hallelujah. When people say, I don't go to church, why are you keeping yourself, you, the church? Hallelujah. Why are you keeping yourself? Because we are the church. If you go with me to the book of Ephesians, hallelujah, chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'll give us a minute to get there, and I won't be before you long for the sake of the time that we have on this platform. Ephesians chapter 5, and some of us are able to get there quicker than others. Chapter 5, verse 22. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. And I'm coming out the New King James Version, so I'm going to give us a little bit of time there. You know, some of us can flip there really quick, and some of us can take a moment. Amen. Ephesians chapter
Amen.
5, verse 22, I want us to be able to receive on today, amen, with the Bible, what God is saying to the church. And we are the church, amen. So I want to make sure I'm speaking clear and that you all can hear me, amen. And when we look in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 33, it speaks about the love story between God and his church for the last 2,000 years. And the story reveals that Christ did not only give himself for the church, but he also gave various gifts. So when we look at verse, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm going to kind of go back and forth between 5 and 22, but I want us to start at chapter 4, verse 8 through 11, amen. If you don't mind, I'm sorry, let's start at 5 and 22. I'm sorry, let me not confuse you all. Look at 5 and 22. We talk about Christ in the church. The Bible says in verse 22 and chapter 5 that wives, submit yourself to your own husband as the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife. Also, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great, hallelujah, this is verse 32. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. See, we're talking about we as the church. Amen. See, we are the church, and hallelujah, we need to understand that, hallelujah, because we are in Christ, and Christ is in us, as the scripture has read to us today, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. For we are members of his body. When you look in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 30, it says we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. So I want you to understand, you are more than just the building. When Jesus come back, hallelujah, he's not coming back to get the building, amen. He's coming for what is in the building, amen. We are the church, we are the body of Christ. And when we understand that, hallelujah, that we've been called to be unified as one body, hallelujah, we're many members, but we are, hallelujah, we are one in Christ.
Uh-huh.
We are the church. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 and 11, hallelujah. See, God, he gave us gifts. Amen. We, the church, he gave us gifts that we may edify. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 through 11 reads, hallelujah, just flip over to one more page and you'll be right there with me. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 through 11, therefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he may fulfill all things. The Bible says in verse 11, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, hallelujah, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints of the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, church. We are the church. We are the church. And I said it again, because I need us to understand. People say, I ain't going over there, but understand, you are the church. You are the church. We are the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. If we can understand this, hallelujah, today, if we can get this once and for all, hallelujah, we are needed. Hallelujah. We are called to be joined together as one body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we drop down, hallelujah, to verse 12 through 16, hallelujah, verse 12 through 16, and I'm going to repeat that, I'm going to keep going through right here. The Bible says, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity, hallelujah, I'm going to say it again, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed and to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. We are the church. Church family, I want us to understand here, when we look in verses, these verses in verse 11, 12, hallelujah, and 13, what the Bible is saying to the church. See, our oneness in Christ does not destroy our individuality. The Holy Spirit has given each Christian specific gifts for building up the church, amen, because we are the church. Now that we have these gifts, it is crucial to use them. Are you spiritually mature, exercising the gifts that God has given you? If you know what your gifts us, Lord. Look for opportunities to serve. Hallelujah. We've been all called to serve, church. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you don't know, ask God to show you, perhaps with the help of your minister or Christian friends. Hallelujah. Then as you begin to recognize your special areas of service, use your gifts to strengthen and encourage the church, because
yes,
we are the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people, they want to go out and get into the building to preach. But let me tell you something. Church starts at home. Amen. Your first ministry is in your house. You got church already in your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My. Come on, shit, baby. I just wanted to understand, because I see so much division in the church, and people say, I don't do church no more. So what you saying, you don't do people no more, because Jesus is coming back for his church.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we look in verse 12 and 13, see, God has given his church an enormous responsibility. We have a responsibility. Amen. Hallelujah. The church of Christ, we have this responsibility here to make disciples in every nation. This involves preaching and teaching and healing and nurturing and giving and ministering and building and many other tasks. See, if we had to fulfill this command as individuals, we might as well give up without trying. Hallelujah. See, it would be impossible, but God calls us as members of his body. Some of us can do one task, and some of us can do another. See, together we can obey God more fully than any of us could alone. It is a human tendency to overestimate what we can do by ourselves and to underestimate what we can do as a group. But as the body of Christ, we can accomplish more together than we would dream, hallelujah, possible working by ourselves. See, working together, the church can express the fullness of Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want us to understand Christ is the truth. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit who guides the church is the spirit of truth. See, Satan, by contrast, is the father of lies. I want us to understand it. See, as followers of Christ, we must be committed to the truth. This means both that our words should be honest and that our actions should reflect Christ's integrity. See, speaking the truth in love is not always easy, convenient, or pleasant, but it is necessary if the church is going to do Christ's work in the world. We are the church.
Yeah.
I pray
Amen.
That the church hear me on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Amen. We are the church, and it's necessary. It is necessary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, some Christians fear that any mistake would destroy their witness for the Lord. And in verse 15 and 16, here's what it's saying to us. See, they see their own weaknesses, and they know that many non-Christians seem to have stronger character than they do. See, how can we grow up into Christ? The answer is that Christ forms us into a body, into a group of individuals who are united in their purpose and in their love for one another and for the Lord. Amen. See, if an individual stumbles, the rest of the group, I'm talking about the church. Amen. We are the church. See, the rest of the group, the church, is there to pick him up or her up and help him or her walk with God again. If an individual sins, he or she can find restoration through the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Even as the rest of the body continues to witness to God's truth, as part of Christ's body, do you reflect part of Christ's character and carry out your special role, hallelujah, in his work? We are the church. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on now. Come on now. We are the church, and I keep saying this because I've seen so many people in the building separated, amen, confused, hallelujah, and conformed to the world. But I want you to understand that we are the church, and we are to be unified.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Not to gossip amen. About one another, but to encourage. We are the church. When we look at 1 Corinthians 12, hallelujah, my Lord, my God. I know, pastors, I'm taking you all, I'm taking you on a ride this morning. That's going to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. Let's see, baby. Come on now. Chapter 12, verse 12. I'm going to start at, hey, thank God for the word on today. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to start at verse 12 here. Amen. Hallelujah. You can write it down for yourself. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 16 says, and if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? Verse 17 says, if the whole body were an, hallelujah, an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. We are the church. Come on. And the Bible says in verse 21, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet have no need of you. No, much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and are unpresentable parts have great immodesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. Amen? That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care of one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third preachers, and after that, miracles, then giving, hallelujah, the gifts of healing, helps, administration, varieties of tongues, or all apostles' questions, or all prophets' questions, or all teachers' questions, or all workers' miracles. Do all have gifts of healing? Question. Do all speak with tongues? Question. Do all interpret? Question. But earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet I show you more excellent way. We are the body of Christ.
Amen.
What is that? We are the church. We are the church. Yes. Hallelujah. We are the church. Can we understand that? Apostle Paul, when he went, he spoke to many churches. He went to Corinth. He went to Philippians. He spoke to the church, the body of Christ. He didn't go searching for the building. He went searching for the people to give them what God gave him. We are the body of Christ.
Amen.
Apostle Paul compares the body of Christ to a human body. Each part has a specific function that is necessary to the body as a whole. The parts are deferred for a purpose. And in the difference, they must work together. Christians, we, the church, must avoid two common errors. One, being too proud of our abilities. Two, thinking that we have nothing to give to the body of believers. Instead of comparing ourselves to one another, we should use our different gifts together to spread the good news of salvation. See, the church is composed of many types of people, hallelujah, from a variety of backgrounds with a multitude of gifts and abilities. See, it is easy for these differences to divide people, as hallelujah, as was the Corinth. We see this in the book of Corinthians. But despite the differences, all believers have one thing in common: faith in Christ. On
my
this
Lord.
Essential truth, the church finds believers, the church. We don't lose our individual identities, but we have an overriding oneness in Christ. When a person becomes a Christian, the Holy Spirit takes up residence, and he or she is born into God's family. We all, hallelujah, are being made to drink into one spirit. Means that the same Holy Spirit completely fills our innermost beings. As members of God's family, we may have different interests and gifts, but we have a common goal. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As Apostle Paul uses this analogy of the Bible, he emphasizes the importance of each church member. If a seemingly insignificant part is taken away, the whole body becomes less effective. Hallelujah. See, thinking that your gift is more important than someone else's is an expression of spiritual pride. We should not look down on those who seem unimportant, and we should not be jealous of those, hallelujah, others who have impressive gifts. Instead, we should use the gifts we have been given and encourage others to use theirs. See, if we don't, the body of believers will be less effective. We are the church. Listen to what God is saying this morning. Church, what is your response when a fellow Christian is honored? How do you respond when someone is suffering? We are called to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Too often, unfortunately, we are jealous of those who rejoice and empathetic to those who weep. Believers, we, the church, are in the world together. There's no such thing as private or individualistic Christianity. We shouldn't start with enjoying our own relationship with God. We need to get involved in the lives of others. My Lord, my God.
Amen.
We are the church family. We are the church. And we're in need of each other.
Amen.
We're in need of each other. The body of Christ are the people that are the whole, I want us to understand, the whole of humanity. We are called to be a team. We are a team. The body is not supported by one person, but of all of us.
Amen.
We are one. We are strongest working together in unity. Teamwork is the key to living life in harmony so that we can do God's will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We, the church, are no longer the same. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. We are called to no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind and part of the new man, and which was created according to God in the righteousness and holiness. We are the church. Let us make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other, hallelujah, and for everyone else. Let us therefore be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, a sweet smelling aroma. Be, hallelujah, but fornication and all, hallelujah, uncleanness or conveyance, let it not even be named among you as in fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor a coarse jesting which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks.
Amen.
Let us no longer walk in darkness, for we were once in darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Let us walk as children of life, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light of what, hallelujah, or whatever makes manifest in light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen. Let us walk in wisdom.
Amen.
We are the church. Let us walk in wisdom. See that, hallelujah, that we walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Hallelujah. Now, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine. Hallelujah. Shut up, my help us, oh God, which is dispensation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts of the Lord, giving thanks always for all things, for God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Let us put on the whole armor of God, that we may be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are the church, so let us therefore take up the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all to stand, having girded our waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod our feet up with the preparation of gospel of peace, above all the shield of faith, which we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this, hallelujah, to this end, with all perseverance and spirit, hallelujah, and supplication for all the saints. We are the church, so let us seek those things which are above, hallelujah, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Let us, the church, set our minds on the things above and not the things on the earth. For you died and our lives are hidden in Christ, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us, because we are the church, let us as wives submit, hallelujah, to our husbands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To your own husband, as it is fit in the Lord. Hallelujah. We are the church. Let us, husbands, hallelujah, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. We are the church. Let us, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Let us, fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We are the church. We are the church.
Amen.
We are the church, and God is coming back. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back for his church.
Yeah. Amen.
He's coming back. He's coming back. We are the church. The Bible tells us not to forsake ourselves from the assembly of one another.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are the church family. We are the church family. Hallelujah. Just open up your mouth and say, I am part of God's family. I am the church. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, let us be as Apostle Paul spoke to the church of Corinth, as he went and spoke to the Philippians, amen, as he spoke to the people of Ephesus, as he went out, therefore, as the disciples went out speaking, preaching the word of God, hallelujah, that we are the church, that we are no longer conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we are unified in one in the body of Christ. Let us be as Apostle Paul spoke to the church of Corinth. I appeal to you, he said. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, but that you be perfectly united in mind and in thought. Let there be no division amongst us, for we're in Christ, and Christ is in us. Don't let the devil deceive you with false doctrine and speak to you any otherwise. We are the church, steadfast in your faith. Keep on pushing. Keep on encouraging one another, bearing the infirmities of the weak. We are the church. Though we fall down, we get back up again. Not just by ourselves, but we as the church, we help one another to get back up. May God bless you. I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. We are the church. Will there be one today as we open up the doors? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We open up the doors of the church. That means we, as the children of God, we open up our arms to you. We welcome you. We open up the doors of the church. We open up your arms to receive our brothers and sisters on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Pastor Man.
Amen. Amen. What a mighty word that went forth today. Amen. We are the church. There may be one today who have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, ever in your life. You never prayed the prayer of salvation. And you heard this message today. You heard about the church. You heard about us being one, united in the body of Christ. But that means we are the same of the royal priesthood. If you heard this message today and you desire to be a part of God's body, part of the church, God's house, kingdom of God, being saved, baptized by water, baptized by the Holy Ghost, will you press one today? If you are online, call in 845-277-9213. Then press one. And Apostle Tawanik and I, we would love to help you pray your simple prayer of salvation. The most important thing that you can ever do in your living life is being born again. Just will you press one? If there's someone that you're already in the body of Christ, and there's something that you're in need of, you need a prayer about something, you need to talk to God about something, there's something that you need to let it out, there's something you need help with, Hallelujah. Prophet
Hallelujah.
God, we would like for you to press one. We'd like you to press one. Everybody has something that they need to bring to the altar. There's some type of doubt, some type of fear, some type of worry, some type of anxiety, some type of pain, something that's going on that's on the inside of the body. And we are the church, amen. One in spirit, strong to bear the infirmities of the weak. So if there's something, whatever it is, there's nothing too big or too small for God. Will you bring it to Jesus? Will you press one?
Amen.
If there is someone that is looking for a church home, Apostle Cowley and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your shepherd. We would love to disciple you. And we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So right there where you are right now, whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, whether you're right here with us on the Southern Coast, or whether you're up north somewhere, even if you are online, you still can be a part of the Gospel Public Ministry. We would love to love you. Only through the eyes of the Holy Spirit will you press one today. My Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have preached to our ears and that you have preached to our hearts. We pray that this word today, Father God, that it stays with us, that we get revelation and knowledge from the Holy Spirit, moving us in the direction, Father God, that you would have for us to go, because you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life of our lives, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over this message right now, Father God. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, that all is well with us in our house. For we are the church, Father God. And we thank you, Christ Jesus, that you are the head, hallelujah, of our life, the head of the church. You're the head of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again.
Amen, amen. Come on, give God some praise. Amen, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God at
hallelujah.
This time. We thank God that we have come. We thank God that we have an opportunity to give. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We complete our worship and give it on today.
Yes, we get to give.
He's already
Amen.
Blessed us in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have your tithes and offering, you will send those over to Pastor Chantel. And if you have the means to send in over your tithes and offerings, give us a call at 346-243-0980. We'll be glad to give you another remittance. Amen. Amen. So let us pray over our tithes and offering. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word said that you give seed to the soil, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already blessed us. We thank you, Lord God, that we come giving cheerfully on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring, hallelujah, bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that
Father.
As your children is a we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality that you honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give today. In good measure, pressed down, running together, that man shall come and give into our bosom. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you all. It's such a blessing to be here on today, I tell you. With so
amen.
Much going on in this world, we just thank God and understanding we are the church. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is July 10, 2022. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, where senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Minister Donna Rasta, Minister Lauren Green, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning. We bless you in the name of the Lord. On Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Come and bring it to Jesus. Let us touch and agree with you. Let us pray for you and pray with you in the name of the Lord. And on Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us for Bible study. We want to get people back into coming to Bible study. And so we're here at 7 p.m., me and Pastor Dorsey Manning, and we're having Bible study. So come on. That way you can ask the questions. If you don't have an understanding to a certain scripture, we'll be happy to break it down for you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to think what else we have. Of course, Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., which are live broadcasting. We're no longer doing the recaps, but Pastor Manning is preaching at the 2 o'clock services. So join us again back at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for Pastor Manning. Dorsey Manning will be bringing the word at our 2 o'clock services. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of July. Happy birthday. Happy birthday Amen. To you. May God continue to bless you and keep you and strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Happy birthday to Apostle Miriam Moore. We went to celebrate on yesterday. Many came out to celebrate her life, a beautiful life, of kingdom lifestyle, a powerful woman of God. We had people all over who were celebrating her her life. She turned 60 years old. Amen. And she looked good on Amen. Yesterday. God truly have blessed the woman of God. Happy birthday to our son Logan. Happy birthday to who else has a birthday in July? Someone else. My brother Taiwan. Happy birthday. Pastor Dorsey Manning. Who else is in the month of July? I can't remember everyone.
Amen. We're just going to join in and say happy birthday
yes.
to all the
happy birthday to everyone.
July
Amen. July Amen. Babies. Amen. God bless you. Happy anniversary to all that are celebrating their marriage anniversary. May God bless you. For God has ordained marriage between man and woman. So I pray that God will continue to bless your union. We know our minister, Lauren Green, him and his wife, they celebrate over 30 years of marriage. So God bless you and your union. Amen. We pray God continue to keep you, keep this, the marriage that God has ordained between his children. Amen. So we just thank God for a marriage that God will continue to favor, bless, keep, and that peace be in each marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. That all be unified in the Lord. Loving one another, and as the word of God has called us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So glory to God. I think that is all we have for our announcements on today. We do have a play this month through our company, Good Comedy Productions, July 16th, which is Saturday night at 7:30. The name of the play is What Goes On in the Pastor's Study Stays in the Pastor's Study. So if you have not gotten your tickets for the play that's coming up next Saturday, please give us a call at 346-243-0980. So you can get your ticket. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for this morning. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner.
Amen.
We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. Once again, I want to say, you know, what a blessed word that we heard today. We are the church. You know, I am so encouraged, you know, realizing that who I am in the body of Christ, I am important. Just
amen.
As each and every one of you are very important. You are very important in the body of Christ. And we ought to make sure that we know that we need one another. God made it that way, so we have to need one another, but not just need one another through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
So we can help one another in these areas. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen, amen again. God bless everyone. Amen. God keep you. Join us again here at the 2 p.m. hour, 2 p.m. Central Time. I don't know exactly what time it is in your time zone, but it'll be 2 p.m. Central Time. Join us here. I'll be giving a word over at the 2 p.m. service. Remember, Amen. Apostle Tywink and I, we love you so much. Thank you all for joining us this Sunday morning. We can never love you yes, more than yes. God loves you. We can never, no matter how hard we try. Remember, church, that Satan has already been defeated. Those things that may show up in your life, you need to speak victory over them. Satan is already a defeated foe because Jesus Christ is our Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living?